The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The worst case scenario among the unvaccinated.
We feel like we're kind of going back into battle again, and it's definitely another wave.
The highly contagious Delta variant fueling a surge of new cases across the country. Dire warnings from the nation's top doctor.
Going into the fall with the Delta variant, we could have a really serious problem with a considerable surge of infections.
The variant sweeping through the South, Texas, Arkansas, and Florida accounting for 40% of new cases in the country. But in Miami, thousands packing a stadium for a live concert.
You're literally like drowning in people.
As the CDC now says, they could recommend masks for the fully vaccinated indoors, joining cities like Los Angeles, St. Louis, and New Orleans. But in Arkansas, a new law banning mask mandates goes into effect this week.
What? It's important not to have the current debate about mask wearing, but to have the current emphasis on getting a vaccine.
Only 49% of the country is fully vaccinated. Those without the shots making up 99.5% of COVID deaths. Frontline workers once again with urgent pleas to the public.
We are seeing younger patients, all unvaccinated, that are sicker.
Dr. Michael Boulding has been working in the COVID ward in Fayetteville, Arkansas since the start of the pandemic. He's seeing more COVID patients now than ever before.
What would it mean to you and your colleagues if more people got vaccinated?
Less pain and suffering, and call less families
to
tell them
God
their loved sake. Ones didn't make it.
Oh, good God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. How much evidence do people need to know that vaccines are safe and effective? How much? How much is too much? How much is not enough? I don't know. I have to just start out by telling you that Indonesia has 12% of their COVID patients under the age of 12. Just saying. You know, 12 and younger cannot get vaccinated yet. They can't. So this red state surge that we're seeing, it's a primarily red state surge of COVID-19. 95% or more are the unvaccinated. Now, you can scream your libertarian, wet dream of having absolutely no rules in a society all you want. But what is the fall going to look like if we say that people who are unvaccinated get to infect others, including children? It's going to look a lot like rural Missouri and Alabama, and from a public health perspective, that's not a good thing. That is not a good thing. I swear to God, the biggest spreader, it turns out, of coronavirus misinformation online is a doctor in Florida named Joseph Mercola, which immediately pulls the question to my mind, why didn't Donald Trump put him in charge of vaccinations? He is a massive anti-vaxxer who has made $100 million off of, quote-unquote natural cures for what ails you. He's sort of a snake oil guy, you know, like he'll offer you, but he also offers things that are demonstrably false and bad for you. Like, he was saying that tanning beds, I don't know why he chose it. I guess he had a sponsor. I don't know. But he was promoting the fact that tanning beds cure or prevent cancer. I'm not kidding. And complaints to the Federal Trade Commission, which is what we're all involved in now, right, everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Filing complaints with the Federal Trade Commission and the Food and Drug Administration, people started to get some sort of result from doing this. And he was ordered to pay people who spent anywhere from $1,200 to $4,000 on tanning beds that he was promoting as cures and prevention for cancer. He had to pay back $2.95 million to the people who spent that kind of money believing him. And he's still at it, this guy. He's still at it. You know, like the, I just can't believe, you know, listen, Alan Weisselberg is no longer the head of the CFO of the Trump, you know, org. Why not just go there? Why not just go there? Just go work in Manhattan and get off of Facebook and Twitter and all that other thing. I mean, if they combine their efforts, you know, Mercola and Trump, we'd all be dead in a couple of weeks. And that would prevent us from dying from climate change, which also is happening. You know, this is all human. This is just dysfunction in our society. This is complete and utter dysfunction that is going on here, to the point where they're going to see another heat wave across the Great Lakes, the Mid Plains, the Pacific Northwest again this week. Again this week. You're talking about the Dakotas and Montana. The city of Billings experienced 12 days above 95 degrees this month. Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, sweltering temperatures reaching 110. Des Moines, Minneapolis, and Chicago, significantly above average heat. Great Lakes, northern regions of the Rocky Mountains, Great Plains, Pacific Northwest, and California are all going to experience another heat dome this week. The climate scientists are saying that the barrage of heat waves over the past month, which have parched farms and caused roads to buckle and resulted in the obliteration of long-standing temperature records, are being fueled by predicted human-caused climate change. But the scientists admit that they were caught off guard by the ferocity of the onslaught. Now, you can't avoid climate change. I mean, you can move away from where it's flooding, but then you'll end up living where there's fires or frequent tornadoes, you understand? Because right now, the entire planet looks like some cheesy disaster movie from the 1970s. I mean, any minute, Charlton Heston's going to show up. Do you know what I'm saying? There used to be natural disasters, and then there were man-made disasters. And now man has gotten into the business of causing natural disasters as well. This is all dysfunction. This is all misinformation, disinformation, dysfunctional people. This is a politicization of basic human rights to breathe in a fresh breath of cool, unvirused air. I mean, this is so all of it is preventable, all of it. And yet we have red state people who literally are insisting that they don't need a vaccine, they don't need to wear a mask, they are going to be spared from, I don't know, the onslaught of climate change somehow, somewhere. They don't have to participate in anything at all to protect and defend this nation from all enemies, viral and domestically produced. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Now, of course, who's leading the country in COVID cases? Why, it's right here in Florida. Right here in Florida, 20% of all the cases are still coming from Florida. We went from 46,000 cases to 73,000 cases this past week. This last week. That's just last week. Florida decided that they're not going to report daily numbers, which is why we only have weekly numbers. So we have to wait till the end of this week to tell you what is going on here in Florida, because Governor Death Sentence doesn't want to release daily numbers like normal people would get, so normal people could understand the risk that they were putting themselves and or their family members in. So we don't report daily here in Florida, just know that. We only get weekly numbers. But I mean, the political divide is among the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. It is obvious to trace it now to the sort of media they inhale.
Clear for takeoff.
Randy Rhoads Air Force.
Air Force.
RandyRhoads.com.
A lot of us think that the media landscape is fundamentally broken, that there are financial incentives and bias that is in the press. So what if I told you there's an app for that? Ground News is an app, and it lets you compare how stories are being covered by news organizations across the political spectrum. It's an immense library, 50,000 outlets, and not just an aggregator. It's a tool, very easy to use features, so you can analyze the news for bias. You can be confident in the news you use. This is different than social media and other news apps. Ground News does not use your browsing history to manipulate your news feed. In fact, they go out of their way to show you articles you might be missing. It's called their blind spot feature, and it highlights stories that are underreported by both the left and the right, so you don't get trapped in the media bubble. So if you're curious, if you're a critical thinker, and if you're in search of a better way to read the news, visit ground.news/Randy. And download the free Ground News app.